B'siyata d'shmaya, on page Tes in the Siva Shalom, Parshas Vayikra, we're picking up in the middle of a piece, and this piece is the introductory piece in the Siva Shalom on Karbonos, Avodas HaKarbonos. It's a very long piece, and we're going to pick up in the middle of it, Ois Gimel, on the bottom of page Tes. He quotes a medrash in Yalkut Shemoni on Parshas Vayeschanan, in regards to Shema Yisrael, B'inyin Shema Yisrael. Kach Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Lishi Yisrael L'sha'ovar. Once upon a time, Heyisim Makrivim L'fanai Shtei Pamim Bayoin. Once upon a time, he brought the carbon tamid, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. V'goli v'yodua L'fanai She'beis HaMikdash Asa L'charef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had known that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. U'mikan ve'elech Ein atem yichol l'akriv karbanos. And you're no longer going to be able to bring the karbanos. Elam mevakesh ani tmurason shel karbonos shma Yisrael baboker u'shma Yisrael be'aret. So Kriya Shema today is in the place of the karbonos. That's what the Medrash Yalkut Shemoni says in regards to the relationship between Shema Yisrael and karbonos. Vihine. The Rebbe explains on the bottom of page Tes. Bizman shbeis hamikdash harei karbonos tamid hatamid hayi mitarim Yehudi u'meroimim es klal Yisrael. Once upon a time, the avoda of the karbanos is what purified us. Ukiniskar, shetamid shel shachar mechaper alveir shel laila. Chazal say that the tamid of the afternoon atones for the sins at night. V'tamid shel bein arbayim mechaper alveir shel yom. But the obvious question is, uma hakesher, the karbanos are very chashuv, and Kriya Shema is very chashuv. But Uma Akesha Bein Shema Yisrael Avodas HaKarbonos Shiat Murasan V'od Ola Yoser Mikol HaKarbonos. What exactly is the connection between Shema Yisrael and Avodas HaKarbonos? To the point that Shema Yisrael is equated to the Karbonos. So here the Rebbe says a beautiful Yisod. Achein. Inyin Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Hu Emunas HaYichud. Ultimately, Kriya Shema is a belief in Yichud. What does the Rebbe mean here by Yichud? What he means by Yichud is the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the entire world is connected to the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we think about it, when we are in the right zone, so then we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're connected to one. Averos are really what the experience of living a multiple life. In other words, that the individual becomes at times disconnected from Kadosh Baruch Hu and then lives in multiple places, as opposed to living in the place of one, in the place of Kutcha Brichu. So the avod of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is not just simply a statement of the belief that there's one God, but rather, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is an expression of the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really our recognition that everything is really part of that oneness. Everything is part of Kudsha Brichu. That's what Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is. And then he quotes a Zohar that brings us out. We'll skip the Zohar for a moment, but just proving that point. 12 lines from the top, or 10 lines from the top. There's nothing else aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shum enochius yeshus v'taivos kol shehein. Shum dover ein mulvadoi. What happens is that if a person truly internalizes Hashem Echad, then our individuality becomes directly wrapped and connected to the oneness of our Hashem. So yes, we have an individuality that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with unique personality, unique kochos, but our entire self-perception and our identity is all part of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are entirely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, it's not a negation of self. Sometimes people make this mistake. It's not a negation of self, but rather it's a recognition that myself and the uniqueness of myself is entirely connected. There is no single Enochius. There's no Enochi except for Enochi Hashem Elokecha. There's no I, right? What did they teach us in high school? There's no I in team, right? There's no I in team. So that there's no I except for in Hashem. There's no I except for Anochi Hashem Elkecha. That doesn't preclude a person's unique unique kochos and his unique tafkid. But at the end of the day, all of that is included in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is included in the Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's our avoda. We'll stop right there. That's our avoda in Kriya Shema. Our avoda in Kriya Shema is that avoda. I've mentioned many times that Yisrael Salanter asks his Talmidim, there are mikoros in a few different places that a person has to pay for their hanos of Olam Hazeh. Because there's what Milton Friedman say, there's no such thing as a free lunch. One of the most famous economists said there's no such thing as a free lunch. So even in this, in Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is mechushban. Even your lunch, even the breakfast that you got for free from Avak Sheemes, there's no such thing as a free breakfast. There's no such thing as a free breakfast. So the building campaign is starting in a month from now. So that wasn't prepared. Just on me right now. Anyhow, so the point is that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that you have two people at a hotel. One of them is paying full price, and the other one is paying nothing. He asked his Talmidim, "What's the difference?" And the answer was that the person who's for free in the penthouse in the $1,000 night room, but is for free, he works for the hotel. The other one is a customer. So we have to pay full price for Hanos Olam Hazeh. Rav Steinman Zatzal used to constantly speak about his fear of Chibud HaKever from his Hanos Olam Hazeh. It's Rav Steinman's fear of Chibud HaKever. So we're going to have to pay full price. But if you work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a totally different thing. The best place to start, then it's free. If you work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the place to start really is in the Amir of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that everything that I'm doing, all my Yeshus and Anochius is only a kli in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything I devote to Kudsha Brich Hu. Oh, so now we've got to bring this back to the Karbanos. So Zu HaMadrega Ru'iyah Shel Mesiris Nefesh, and that is the idea of Mesiris Nefesh as connected to Kriya Shema. Of course, when a Jew is killed al Kiddush Hashem, he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ukedisa Shal Kriya Shema Nemar Ki Alacha Aragnu Kol Yom. Of course, the beautiful Brisker joke. This is our beauty of being able to laugh at ourselves and being Kaddish Shem Shemayim, is that there was a Jew in the shtetl that was about to be killed by a Kozak al Kiddush Hashem, and he made a bracha of Mikaddish Shem Shemayim. And the Kozak turns away and he says to him, Nu. He doesn't want. He's concerned about the hefsek. It's a beautiful joke to be able to laugh at ourselves, but our mesiris to HaKadosh Baruch Hu adasof. And now Kriya Shema Nemer Ki Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom. Ukemavur Zeu Inyan Avodas HaKarbanos. What's the connection between this and the Karbanos? V'gam Inyan Amir Shema Yisrael Beis Pam Hayom. V'kasher Bikumoy Baboyker Miyachid Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machshavtoi Shu Muchan Limser Nafshei LaShem Yisbara. I mentioned in the past that Moshe Tversky, Zechet Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu, has a recording in Ushir that he says that a Jew has to prepare himself, that if an Arab comes to him with a knife, to be ready to die Al Kiddush Hashem B'Kedusha V'Tara. And he alluded to the fact that he had prepared himself. He had prepared himself for that moment. Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zochet to live B'Kedush Hashem Shemayim. But a person is supposed to be prepared. So that's the connection to the Karbanos. So that is the connection of between Karbanos and Kriya Shema, because the essence of Karbanos is the recognition that all of my Yeshus is supposed to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is supposed to be brought to Kudsha Brich Hu. That there is nothing that is separate from me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the connection of the Avoda. Here the Rebbe spells this out The Rebbe says at the end of the piece, at the end of this os, on Yud, he says that the karbanos is b'chol nafshecha, that a person should be ra'ui to give himself b'chol nafshecha. And when he brings a karban, he's supposed to visualize himself as if his nefesh is being brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Chazal seemed to say that the madrega of Kriyat Shema is even higher than the madrega of Karbanos. If you take a look at the end of the second column, there's b'chol nafshecha where there is the nefesh that is separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then in which a person is makriv, and then there's Hashem echad where a person becomes entirely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that is b'siyata d'shmaya, I think a big part of the avodas ha-karbanos that we're not zocha to have karbanos today, is when we think about the karbanos, where the idea was that a person visualized himself as if he was being makriv himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at the end of the day, that is supposed to be our avoda every time we say Kriya Shema. And that is to internalize that we're not separate and distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. It's a tremendous mechayiv and it's a tremendous chizuk. It's a tremendous chizuk when a person internalizes the idea that what they are is a part of the highest points of the universe, of ichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that everything is one, and they're part of a wholesome whole, as opposed to disparate parts that are conflicting with each other, and conflict comes about as a result of averos. That's where machlokus is that exact problem, where you have the pirud of the echad. And so it becomes a tremendous chizuk, and also becomes a tremendous musar to ask ourselves if the things that we're doing are contributing to that ichud, or chas v'chalila, the opposite. And of course, that is very appropriate going into Purim. Leich knoises kol ha'yehudim, that yeshno amecha mefuzar and mefurad bein ha'amim, that the tafkid of ourselves is to be ma'achid klal Yisrael. But the first step of being ma'achid klal Yisrael is to be ma'achid ourselves. That's the first step. We have to find ichud inside of ourselves, that we ourselves are able to be ma'achid. Because what happens the moment the person becomes mu'uchad in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's the moment that they're living in a place of where there's less anochias and there's less yeshus. What is machlokas? Machlokas is where I stand up for my anochias. I stand up for my yeshus. So the more and more a person has become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more and more they don't need to assert their own anochios and yeshus, and that is the product of machlaikis. There is a very focused expression here in Israel called al tiyeh sodek tiyeh chacham. Don't always have to be right. Be wise. A person sometimes, even when he's right, if he asserts himself, so then ultimately he ends up hurting himself. Al tiyeh sodek tiyeh chacham. So that point, really, if you think about it, the notion of inserting my right, as we begin to elaborate on this, one sees that the whole notion of a liberal democracy, which has value, and we have tremendous thanks for in Golus that we were zochef for that, as opposed to the Kazakhs that were killing us. But at the end of the day, the notion of liberal democracy is the whole notion of everybody's own individual rights, which is the idea of anochios versus yeshus. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the emphasis not to assert al tiyecha sodek. It's not about asserting your personal rights, but rather it's tiyecha cham. It's a person to be wise to recognize that ultimately he's part of that bigger picture with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the moment that happens, then a person really internalizes the anochios and yeshus really doesn't exist in an appropriate perspective, that he's really all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he no longer needs to fight about those specific things. At the end of the day, you're right. You're right. You're right. But just because you're right, does that mean that you need to assert your yeshus? That your chacham, your tzidkus, excuse me, is already exist in the ichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to assert it as your own individual right. It's very interesting that in the Western world, that's the ideal. The ideal is to make sure that, and in a good way, up until a certain point, that everyone has rights, and to protect everybody's rights, and to protect everybody's individuality. But that's the difference between a functional society and a society that connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May bizocha b'siyata d'shmaya, and then true happiness and true individual rights comes about with that ichud with Kudshu Brichu.